You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today I'm joined by Judith from the lovely Isle of Mull in Scotland, who, during lockdown, woke up one morning and had little to no sight beyond light perception. This was caused by a sudden appearance of cataracts in both eyes. Before, her sight was good and the change was drastic and alarming. Judith, thank you for joining me. So can you tell me a little bit about that morning and what that was like for you?
Scary. I went to bed. I had reading glasses anyway, so my sight wasn't 100%. Went to bed, woke up about 1 o'clock with a horrendous headache. Got up, took a couple of tablets, went back to bed, woke up the next morning, and all I could see was light, dark, and a few colours. Not very many. As long as it was really bright colours, I could see it. So they took me over to the hospital and done scan after scan after scan, and eventually they found nothing that had caused it. But they took me down to ophthalmology, and they had a look in my eyes, but because the cataracts were so thick, they couldn't see if there had been any damage done to, you know, my sight. Mm-hmm. So they just sent me out and said they'll send me an appointment for cataracts. But of course, by that time, the whole COVID thing had set in, and that was it, basically, for 10 months.
So you just mentioned that this happened during lockdown, you know, during COVID. What was the support like? Was there a lot of support? Did you feel like you had a good amount of support during that time?
Yes. You know, the local nurses and things like the doctors here are absolutely fantastic anyway. And the occupational therapist, she was really good as well. She got a commode for upstairs and to say me having to come downstairs and sticks and things like that. So, and eventually I got put onto the RNIB talking books, which really were a godsend. You know.
What was your favourite talking book from the library?
Well, the books were fantastic. My husband got to the thought that because I couldn't see, that I could listen to things. So he decided that, in his wisdom, that the things like I could listen to the chase, tipping point, and all the rest of it. I got to the stage where I just couldn't handle it.
So many quizzes. So losing your sight, obviously a massive shock and a huge change to your life. So you then had to set out learning how to do everything without your sight. What was that like?
I had about a week when I sat and felt very sorry for myself. This is it, you know, I can't do anything, what am I going to do? And then after about a week, because my husband was actually disabled, he had COPD, so I thought to myself, right, yeah, if this is as good as it's going to get, I'm going to have to just live with it. So I just started off, just little things. I knew exactly how many steps I was going up and down the steps, the stairs, and I discovered that on a phone there's a wee dot and the number 5, which I didn't realise. I often wondered what it was for. So I could actually knew that that was a number 5. And things like hanging washing out. I used to take the basket out the back, or my husband would hand me the basket, and I'd walk across the back green with my hand stuck way up in the air until I hit the washing line.
But it's just, it's finding things, ways of doing things, isn't it, that you can do yourself?
It was just a case of I just had to get on with it, because I knew that if they did take the cataracts out, and that was as good as my sight was ever going to be, there was no point in sitting moping about it.
But 10 months later, you had the cataracts removed, and there was no lasting damage, and your sight went back to normal. So how did you adapt then back to being fully sighted again? Was that a challenge, or did you just slip straight back into it?
You know, actually, it was quite a bit of a challenge, because I had gone for 10 months not being able to see, that all of a sudden I could see, and it just wasn't quite the same for quite a while afterwards. A friend of mine bought me a Tassimo machine from my birthday in April, and I could use it fine, not being able to see. But the first time I used it, being able to see, I couldn't work it. So I actually had to shut my eyes, work it, and then, you know, go over it when I could see.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite difficult going back to being able to see. Waking up in the morning, especially, and open my eyes and, oh, I can see.
Mm.
It was quite a shock.
Do you feel like you've learned anything living with your sight, without your sight, for almost a year during the pandemic? And is there anything that you'd sort of take forward into the future that you learn over that year?
Just not to take your sight for granted. I know a lot of people are born not being able to see now, but to be able to see and then all of a sudden not being able to see, that's when you really think, oh, you know, it's amazing how you do take everyday, you know, things that you do every day that you don't really think about. And then all of a sudden, when you don't have your sight, you can't do things. But no, I do tend to now appreciate things an awful lot more.
Well, Judith, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about your experiences today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
And remember that you can always find help and support on the RNIB website, www.rnib.org.uk.